From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tensions ease on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea agreed Tuesday to halt propaganda broadcasts into North Korea after the North expressed regrets about a recent landmine explosion that maimed two Southern soldiers. The agreement, reached after 30 hours of negotiations, diffused the latest confrontation on the Korean Peninsula that had threatened to turn into a military conflict. A South Korean security official says the two Koreas have agreed to hold talks soon about improving ties. Worries about a slowdown in the rate of increase in China's growing economy is fueling a drop in stock and oil prices around the world. In Asia, Shanghai's stock index plunged more than 8%. Key European markets were off, and U.S. markets also down today.
Au nom de la France, je tiens à vous remercier.
French President François Hollande on Monday bestowed the Legion of Honor, France's highest decoration, on a Briton and three Americans who subdued a gunman aboard a train on Friday. At a ceremony in Paris, Mr. Hollande pinned medals on the chests of Briton Chris Norman and Americans Spencer Stone, Alex Garlados, and Anthony Sadler. He said their actions last week in the face of terrorism provided a message of courage, solidarity, and hope. Health officials in Sierra Leone released the country's last confirmed Ebola patient from a hospital Monday. The release of the patient begins a 42-day countdown to being declared free of the virus. Adama Sanko left an Ebola treatment center on the outskirts of the city of McKinney after receiving her second negative test result. This is VOA News. Britain's Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said Monday in Tehran that international sanctions against Iran could be eased as soon as next March. The top British diplomat says Iran and the United States could endorse the accord by October. Britain and Iran reopened embassies in London and Tehran on Sunday. Buildings in Bangkok are being searched for clues in the bombing of a popular shrine 1 week ago. Steve Herman reports.
Police say they need to inspect and search more than 10,000 locations in the capital as part of an operation to find the bomber and others responsible for the fatal explosion last Monday at the Erawan Shrine. Government officials initially rebuffed offers of international expertise to assist with the investigation of what they are terming the worst ever bombing in Bangkok. Police now say they do not have the desired sophisticated equipment, and cooperation from foreign countries would be welcome. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
The head of the UNESCO has called the destruction of an historic site in the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra a war crime. On Sunday, Islamic State militants blew up a 2,000-year-old temple in the city. That action came nearly a week after the beheading of Khalid Assad, an archaeologist and former head of antiquities in Palmyra. Koshor Rao is the director of the UNESCO World Heritage Center.
There's no words to describe it. You cannot sort of describe why it is happening. Obviously, they are trying to erase the history, the identity of the people of Syria.
IS fighters captured the town in May, executing more than 200 people. U.S. President Barack Obama delivers a speech Monday in Las Vegas that focuses on cleaning up the country's energy production. The president will offer the keynote address Monday at the National Clean Energy Summit in Nevada. Thousands of troops marched Monday in Ukraine's capital, Kiev, to mark the 24th anniversary of the country's independence from the former Soviet Union. Veterans of the government's ongoing campaign against Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine were cheered by throngs of civilians. Unlike previous celebrations, this year's parade did not include heavy military hardware. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden met privately for lunch with President Barack Obama on Monday. As speculation mounts about a possible Biden candidacy for president, if Biden were to join the race for the Democratic Party nomination, he would face another key official from Mr. Obama's White House tenure, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. A Sudanese migrant who walked the length of the Channel Tunnel from France to Britain has pleaded not guilty to charges in a British court. Abdul Haroon entered the plea on a charge of obstructing the use of a railway. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.